Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ka Fateh. My name is Balpreet Singh, and I was here last year, and I'm really glad to be here again. I was looking forward to this for quite a while. I'm from Toronto. I'm still a student, and probably the only reason I'm here is because I've had the opportunity to do Sangha with a lot of Gosikhs, and I've had the opportunity to learn quite a lot. The topic I was given to talk about for the very first lecture is Sikhi in a nutshell. And that's not the easiest topic to put in a nutshell. Sikhi is a really huge topic. And unfortunately, I had the opportunity to do a dry run yesterday, a rehearsal. But it wasn't exactly in the greatest of circumstances. I arrived yesterday and I was told that there's a young person, 25 years old, and his mother's really distraught. That 3 weeks ago he converted to Islam, and his mother said, if there's any Singh that's, you know, able to speak with our son, please come and, you know, have a word with him. And a Singh approached me and said, you know, I'm going today, would you like to come? And when I got there, what I had to do was essentially put Sikhi in a nutshell. I mean, he said, you know, I've studied Sikhism and it just doesn't work for me. I've chosen Islam. And when I talked to him, I realized the poor guy had no idea at all what Sikhism is. None. I mean, I asked him, what made you become a Muslim? And he said, you know, I debated creation and I debated, you know, the nature of God, and Sikhism has no answers to these. I said, of course Sikhism has answers to these. And yesterday's experience was difficult for me. Once someone converts like this, he wasn't thinking about it. He actually had done it 3 weeks ago. And it was a difficult time. And what I'm going to try and do today for all of you is give you an introduction to Sikhi and try and do something that should have been done for him a long time ago. And if I miss anything, forgive me, because it's a huge topic and I'm, of course, short on time. First thing I want to discuss is, what is life? We all go through life, and we all have the same experiences. We're born, childhood, adulthood, old age, death. But what's the point? Most of us drift through life with no objective to go towards, without even reflecting on, you know, what am I doing? I talked about this last year, that most people, if you ask them, why are you here? What is your purpose? They haven't got an answer. And you ask them, what's your mission? What are you going towards? And they'll give you a small answer. I'm trying to finish my degree, or I'm trying to, you know, secure a job, or trying to raise my children. But they have no long-term goal. They're sort of just drifting. And the problem with that is, if you're drifting, don't complain if you end up where you don't want to be. When you're born, you really don't have the opportunity to reflect. You have simple needs, your mother's milk. You have, you know, no real involvement with anything else. Very simple. You're cared for by your mother. Simple. Childhood, you don't expect anyone to reflect then either. You know, you have toys and you start to meet other people. You develop relationships with other friends. Again, not really that complicated. Adulthood. Now, in adulthood, you've got your senses. Most of us here are adults. But the problem with that is, in adulthood, we get caught up in so much. You know, I need to get my education. I need to get married. You have children. So much that you go, I can't think about that. When I'm older, when I have more time, I'll, you know, reflect on what the purpose is of my life. But it doesn't work out that way. Most people reach old age, and they go, my God, time has passed just like that. And by that time, you're so set in your ways that it's so hard to change. When you're in your old age, even doing bhakti, even reflecting within yourself, who am I, becomes so difficult because you're set in your habits. And frankly, your body can't take it anymore either. I mean, you say, gorde dokde, kunye dokde, whatever. You can't sit. And finally, you die. This is an ordinary life. This is the life most people in the world are living. And the question we have to ask ourselves is this the life I want? because this is not an examined life. This is just a drifting life. And what Sikhi is an examination of your life and knowing exactly what you want, knowing where you're going. So what's the point? In Sikhi, there's a very clear answer. But if you ask a regular person, what's the point? You're probably going to get an answer, I'm looking for peace, or I'm looking for happiness, or contentment. So my first question is, what is happiness? What's the source of this happiness? When I was talking to that young man yesterday, I asked, so what made you convert to Islam? What drove you towards it? And he said, I'm looking for happiness in my afterlife. I want happiness. And I said, okay, so how are you going to get it? He said, heaven. Okay, and what's in heaven? Rivers of milk and honey. And I said, okay, but what's the happiness coming from? From God. How is God giving you this, I asked. And he had no answer. He was looking for happiness in material things. That, you know, in heaven I'll have this and that. And then I was thinking to myself, this is looking for happiness from things, but you're not knowing what the source is of that happiness. So who's happy? If you look around in life, if you're looking around in life, do you see people that are happy? How many people have you seen walking around that are happy? You look around, so many people are depressed. And why? Because they're living the everyday, normal, unexamined life. So how do people find happiness? Some are going to try and find it through material possessions and all this. But a question I have is, what if you had all the money in the world? For example, Bill Gates. Let's take Bill Gates. Money isn't really an issue for him. And whatever he wants, he can have. But is he going around buying things? People that have money, how are they looking for happiness? I mean, the question is, are they looking around, are they happy? Probably not. You hear people with money committing suicide. In the tabloids, that's all we do. We feel good about ourselves because we see these people with all this money and power and they're not happy just like us. We'll feel comforted by that. That, you know, he's not happy either. So how are people trying to find some meaning? It's not through possessions, because Bill Gates, we know that he's given away all his wealth. All these rich people are giving away money. Clearly, if they were, you know, finding happiness through material possessions, they'd be trying to acquire more. But just the fact that they're giving it away indicates to us that they couldn't find happiness that way. So how are you going to find happiness? Guru Sahib has given us a very distinct path in Sikhi. And to contrast it, I'm going to use a shabd by Bhai Gurdas. Akhin vekhna rajiyan bahurang tamashe, ostat ninda kan sun rovan te hasse. That your eyes aren't satisfied by seeing all kinds of shows. We see a movie, and is that enough? We're happy? No, people go again and again. When people get together, they gossip. Is that satisfaction? No. Sadhi jeevna rajiyan kar bhog bilase, nak na raja vas le durgandh swase. Can you find it through food? People eat and eat. They say, oh, it's comfort food. Is that happiness permanent? No. Smells. You can have as many smells as you want. You won't be satisfied. Rajna koi jeevya kude parvase. That no one is satisfied through this search. This is where Sikhi is taking us. That try all you want to look outside. You won't find happiness. You can look all you want at movies, at trying to, you know, eat your way to happiness. It's not going to work. Guru Sahib gives us the example of a deer, actually. That there's a deer, and he's smelling something, a musk. And he's going everywhere, and wherever he goes, he can smell it a little bit, but he's looking for the source. It's such a nice scent. He's going everywhere, looking in the forest, everywhere. taking so many risks with his life trying to find this scent. And he has no idea where it's coming from. And Guru Sahib says, that musk, that scent, is coming from the deer itself. That deer couldn't identify its own scent. What it was looking for was within itself. And this is what Sikhi teaches us as well. That true happiness is looking within yourself. What you're looking for outside is temporary. Because this is like a drug. First time someone hasn't had a girlfriend. We see this all the time. That they get a girlfriend and they feel so happy. Or a boyfriend, they feel so happy. They're not satisfied. They think, you know, I'm half a person until I, you know, find my soulmate. This and that. But then they have another one. And then another one. And then another one. And then, I don't want to use offensive language, but eventually someone becomes a whore or a slut or someone very loose. And they can have as many relationships as they want. And they're still not going to be satisfied. They can do whatever they want, and that swath, the taste, it's lesser and lesser and lesser, just like a drug. If you ask an addict, you know, you shoot yourself up. The first time, it's a huge high. And it reduces and reduces and reduces until you just can't find happiness from it anymore. The real source of that happiness is from within the self. And this is Sikhi's revelation to mankind. That Sikhi isn't saying, go look for a heaven. Like yesterday, that young man said, you know, I'm waiting for heaven. And I'll find happiness there from the wine and the rivers of this and the seven virgins. Sikhi isn't from that. If you want happiness, then that journey is going to have to be within yourself. So you're all here to learn about Sikhi. Some of you are already in Sikhi. Others are here to find out what is it offering. And I want to tell you what Sikhi is promising. If you are willing to give this a try, because we all give everything else a try. We've tried food, a lot of us have tried movies, a lot of us have tried relationships, we've tried everything. But now, if you're willing to give Sikhi a try, what does Guru Sahib have to say? Tanasri Mahalla Panjama Trishna Bhujya Har Ke Naam. That your desires, that burning inside, only through Naam is that going to be soothed. That burning is only going to be relieved through Naam. Mahasantok Hove Gur Bachani Prabhasan Lage Purantehan. Supreme contentment, Mahasantok. Sikhi is promising supreme contentment hove gur bachani to the words of the guru. Maha kalol bujhe maya ke kar kirpa mere deen de Allah. That maya, I'm going to talk more about maya in a moment, but the illusion we see of all this physical that's causing us so much pain, by the grace of God, when you walk on Sikhi, it disappears. Apna naam de jab jeevan poorn hoye das ki kaal sarv manorath Raj Sukhras Sad Khushiyan Kirtan Japanam. This is the one line that I want to focus on. This is the promise. Sarmanurat, all your wishes. Raj, if you have desire to be a king, Sukhras, contentment, that taste of contentment. Sad Khushiyan, eternal happiness. Eternal happiness. Kirtan Japanam. Kirtan and through Naam. This is the difference. Guru Sahib is promising you eternal happiness if you just look towards Kirtan, Naam, and within yourself. Jiske karm likhya tur karte, Nanak jan ke puran kaam. But this is only going to happen for those who've been blessed with that karma. And I have a feeling that most of you here, if not all of you, have at least some good karma that you're here. But you have this opportunity for a week now to look within yourself, to learn what the Guru is saying to you, to actually hear of this promise. Because that poor guy yesterday, he's off. Yesterday he was justifying slavery, he was justifying slaughter and halal, he was justifying all these things. And I thought to myself, I can't blame him. I can just feel regret that he never heard of this promise. He never had the opportunity. But now Guru Sahib has given you all the opportunity for this 1 week to actually test this promise. So who are you? This is a question that most of us have. There's been books written about it by these self-help gurus. And the answer, according to Sikhi, is Man tu jot sroop hai, apna mool pachan. You aren't alone, that you aren't wandering in the wilderness, that look within yourself, that my mind, you are the embodiment of the divine light. And when you recognize who you are and what you are, that's going to be when your contentment and your happiness start. Man harji tere naal hai, gurmati rang maan. If you feel alone, that there's no one there, because this is a problem most of us have, that, you know, I know I've talked to so many people, I've read so much, say, people, I feel so alone, no one understands. Guru Sahib is saying, my mind, God is with you. Your friend, the person that loves you so much, is with you. Your best friend is with you. And how are you going to enjoy that? Gurmati Rangman. Through the path of the Guru, Gurmat, Sikhism, you can enjoy that. Mool pachhane ta shau jane, man jeevan ki soji hoi. When you recognize your origin, only then you're going to understand the purpose of life and death. Otherwise, just wandering. Through Gurmat, you will recognize who you are, what you are. And then things start to make sense. Gur prasadi ekko jane ta dooja pao na hoi. By the grace of the Guru, you're going to know the One. And then you're not going to be lost in duality, loving this and loving that, and then falling out of love and finding some other source of happiness. And you're going to know the One. And the concept of One is very deep in Sikhi, and I'm not sure I'm going to be to fit into a nutshell. The concept of One, the truth, there's only one truth, and that's God. Man shantai vaji vadai ta hua parwan. Your mind is calmed. And everywhere there's congratulations in your life. And then you're accepted. Your life is actually worth something. People drift through life, no concept, no value even. But when this happens, when you recognize who you are, you're a value. You are value to yourself, you're happy with yourself. And only someone happy with themselves can help others. Guru Nanak says again, second time, my mind, you're the embodiment of the divine light. Recognize your origins. Only through illusion and ignorance, we don't recognize that we are the source, that God is within us, that we don't have to look outside, we don't have to go to heaven. God is within us. Guru Nanak's revelation. I'm going to talk more about this in my second lecture. But this is what Guru Nanak revealed to us. Ikko ankar satnam karta purkh nirpao nirvair akal murat ajuni sahib angur prasad. We all know this. Most of us. Memorized, we repeat it. But reflecting on this, what is this? Ikko ankar, one creator God, sat. This is the truth. There's nothing else that's true. Because what's true yesterday is not going to be true today, and what's true today is not necessarily going to be true tomorrow. The only thing that's consistent that you can rely on, that you can have faith on, is just that one, God. And I'll do the rest of Mool Mantar at a later date, next lecture. But in the end, it says, Gur Prasad. Only through the grace of the Guru are you going to be able to recognize this. Only through the teachings of the Guru are you going to be able to make this journey. Because if you were so smart, why weren't you able to find happiness yet? Because we all have a Guru, a teacher. Because it's saying, by the grace of the Guru, you realize this. We all have a teacher. It's usually just our own brain. But until we realize, you know, our brain is misleading us, it's taking us here and there, that we're not successful at life. Until you go to Guru Sahib, I'm not successful. And then you look for someone to teach you. That's Gur Prasad, grace of the Guru. When you take that true Guru, then this all becomes clear. So So what is Sikhi? Sikhi is not dogma. Sikhi is not, you know, just a set of rules. It's not something empty. It is the game of love. And Guru Sahib himself describes it as the game of love. Jau to prem khilan ka chao, sir tar tali gali mariya. That if you want to play the game of love, and put your head on your hand, and come on my path. It doesn't mean you behead yourself like Baba Deep Singh, but he actually lived the concept. But it means giving up all your conceived notions of happiness, giving up all your conceived notions of what I know is right, and asking the Guru, what is right? Giving it all up, saying, Guru Sahib, here's my head. I couldn't do anything with it. I filled it with nonsense. It's misled me. I offer it to you if you'll take it. To actually tell me, where am I going wrong? What am I doing? And then Guru Sahib says, It marg pair trijai, sir dijai kaan na kijai. And if you want to step on this path, this is the hard part. If you want to step on this path, you can lose your head, you can lose your life, but you're not going to be afraid of what anyone has to say. You're not going to be afraid of what are my friends going to say, what are people in my old life going to say. If I'm closing my eyes in kirtan, people are going to think I'm a pakhandi. If I get up at Amrit Vela, people are going to say, why is he crazy? I mean, not caring. That if you're going to try this path, then be ready to go against everything that you know. And this love that Guru Sahib is speaking of is not like the love that you're going to find between humans or anything like this. This is the love that's eternal, that's true. So what are the obstacles? If you're going to step on this path, what are the obstacles? In a word, it's Maya. It's the illusion of I exist. I am an entity unto myself. That I am alone, I make my own decisions. And that God is there. This is Maya. Anything that separates us from God is Maya. And within Maya, there are five thieves that take away our happiness. And these are things that make us into animals. If you give in to these five, it's going away from that nature inside of you that's pure and good and turning you into an animal. That's why these are called the five thieves, because it's taking away your very essence. It's clouding your judgment. It's making you into an animal. So, first one is kaam, lust. And most people consider kaam at our age to be, love. Oh, love at first sight and all this. People, go after the opposite sex trying to find, contentment in that. That's not love, that's lust. And that's just part of our pain. These people that are having relationships and all this, are they happy? Like I said before, no. So why would you want to go on that path? Krodh, anger. This is linked to kaam. This is just my own personal observation, but usually people that have a lot of kaam, they're also filled with anger. Anger clouds your judgment. Anger separates you from other people. Lobh, greed. This is all what our society is. Society of lust. Lobh, greed. We live in a society of greed. It's about me gathering whatever I can. And that's, once again, a very selfish life. And the opposite is Sikhi, which says, Vandike Shako, give whatever you have to others. That's the source of happiness. Mo means attachment. And once again, this affects our personal relationships. They say that if I love every child I see, then that's true love. Because I can recognize the same jyot, same light inside them. But if I love my child, and the other child, jithe marji jaye, I don't care, it's, stop crying. But if your own child crying, oh, theek hai. That's mo, it's attachment. It also fools you into thinking it's love. But it's not love. And ahankar, this is the most deep-seated one. This is the one that's hardest to get rid of. It's that feeling that I am a body to myself. That I can do whatever I want. I, me. It's all about the culture of me. And if you thought about it, society we see today in the West, anywhere really, is based on these five. In the previous shabd, I said, Guru Sahib says, step on my path, don't care what anyone says. So if you're going to step into Sikhi, Guru Sahib is saying, you're going to have to go the opposite way. Society of lust, society of greed, society of me culture. Guru Sahib is saying, don't worry about it, because everyone's going to laugh. But if you want to walk towards happiness, why are you going with the crowd? The crowd's not happy. You're going to have to go your own path. And Guru Sahib, I already said, has promised you, if you walk this path, which is the opposite of this, turning your back to this, and that's going to be giving you happiness. So what are the tools? The biggest tool a person on a spiritual quest has is Naam. Naam is that one gift from Guru Sahib when you decide to commit yourself to Guru Sahib through Amrit. It's that one gift that will reveal God. This is that password, that code word that will actually remove this illusion. So meditation on Naam with every breath is the path of Gurmukh, to recognize God, to recognize who you are. Gurbani. Gurbani is the word of God. No humans wrote this. They say people of different faiths have contributed their spiritual reflections. This is not the spiritual reflections of men. Gurbani is the word of God, revealed to these people by the grace of the Guru. The Guru Sahib is saying, Gurbani, jaisi mayave khasam ki bani, taisra kari gyan be lalo. That this is what has been revealed to me. This is God's word. So don't just think this is some song, that this is just some poetry. And if you reflect on this, the word of God, there's so much gyan, so much peace that can be found. Rehat. I said Sikhism is the game of love, and God is only found through love. But love is not some hippie love that we see today. You know, don't judge and free love and no rules. If you want to live a committed life, then you're going to have to make some commitments and live by certain principles. And this is what Rehat is. Rehat is looking a certain way. Rehat is keeping a certain discipline. Rehat is that discipline that's going to keep you moving on the spiritual path. And if someone wants to walk on the spiritual path and they say, you know, spirituality without all the rules, it's a delusion. It's never going to work. Sangat. This is what most of us lack. And this is why Khalsa Camp is so important. That for this week, you're going to get the opportunity to meet with and speak with people that are also interested in this. That you're going to have the opportunity to keep the company of people with the same sort of desires. Because whatever company you keep, you're going to become like that. If your company, if your sangat is interested in something, by default, you're going to become interested in that thing. If they look a certain way, you're going to start dressing a certain way. If they speak a certain way, you're going to start speaking that way. So if you're in the company of other spiritually oriented people, sangat, then you're going to start moving towards spirituality. And finally, ardas. Ardas is a very big tool. Ardas is supplication. Guru Sahib has said, if you take one step towards me, then I'll come countless steps to come take you. So if you are making one step by coming to Khalsa Camp, use a das as a tool. Say, Guru Sahib, I've taken this step. Now come show me. And I can guarantee you that Guru Sahib is definitely going to show you the way. That Guru Sahib works in so many amazing ways in everyday life of Gursikhs. Every single Gursikh I've talked to have said that Guru Sahib works in my life and I can see how he works in my life. And this is that opportunity for you to also experience Guru Sahib's hand in your life, hand of guidance. So what is Sikhi? Summing it all up, as far as my understanding goes, a Sikhi is experiencing the love of Guru Sahib and God through Gurmat, the Guru's teachings. Sikhi is an experience. I can sit here and talk to you for hours and hours and you're not going to have any idea what Sikhi is. Sikhi isn't through words. I can give you some background information. I can make you more receptive, maybe. But Sikhi is an experience. And that's why the Amrit Velas and the Kirtans, that's where the magic of this Khalsa camp is going to lie. More so than even the lectures. The lectures are important. But don't think that, you know, I'll get to go to the lectures and I'll, you know, it's too early for me at Amrit Vela. Because the experience that you're going to get, that's where Sikhi is. Without the experience, you have no idea what Sikhi is. So my final point is Khalsa camp as an opportunity. You have a week now to walk towards Guru Sahib. You have a week to actually dedicate to this path. You've tried everything else. Now give this a shot. Just a couple of things that I want to talk about as final thoughts. My first request is that when you go into Guru Sahib's Darbar, because Guru Sahib is more than just a book, whatever you consider Guru Sahib to be in your mind, whatever power you think Guru Sahib is going to have in your life, that's the power Guru Sahib is going to have. If you think Guru Sahib is just a book, then the influence of that on your life is going to be that of a book. But if you consider Guru Sahib to be the ultimate guide, then you will have that respect. And my request is that if we dress up to go to jobs, if we dress up when we go and visit people, then it's just my belief, and you can take it for what it is, just my belief, that if you go to Guru Sahib's Darbar, then make that something special. Because if you make it something special, you'll get something special. But if it's just, you know, a book, what's the difference? You know, Kachi ji paake t-shirt, al matha tegna. Then you're going to get that same because you have that pow, you have that love for Guru Sahib that's very small. But if someone considers going to Guru Sahib's Darbar, dress properly. If you have barna, wear barna. If you don't have barna, don't worry about it. Just make sure that, you know, you're wearing as best as you can. The first camp I went to, I wasn't very much into Sikhi. Is that everyone has to wear barna. All I had was a night suit bottom, white pajama, and I had a sweater. And I felt so much pressure, I felt so bad. So I just untucked my sweater and wore it to here, and I hope no one noticed. So I don't want you to feel uncomfortable either. But if you've got barna, then please wear barna. Second, talk outside of your cliques. We've all got groups here, we've all got people we know. Take the opportunity to meet other people. This applies to me just as much as it applies to you. I mean, I know people here, and I'm going to try to get out of that group as much as possible. Because we're here to learn from all of us. And we all have something to teach. We all have something to learn. So just take the opportunity to meet different people and, you know, approach us. The people speaking here, again, I'm no sant, and I have no huge spiritual experiences that I can talk of. But feel free to come talk to me. Maybe I've gone through something that you have, or maybe someone else in the crowd. So that essentially is the end of my presentation. And I'm looking forward this entire week to have sangat of all of you. Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa.
Two or three questions.